Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The ICC has confirmed that the hotspot technology will continue to be used during the Ashes series, and that both England and Australia back the decision review system. Controversy has surrounded the system over the first three tests at Trent Bridge, Lords and Old Trafford, but both teams, following a meeting with ICC's Jeff Allardyce, have reiterated their support. The ICC have also refuted a report aired by an Australian TV channel that players are using silicone tape on the side of their bats to avoid edges being picked up by the infrared cameras used to produce the hotspot images. The England and Wales Cricket Board is also understood to have called for an apology, and players from both sides have dismissed the allegations as baseless. It will probably come as something of a relief all round when the action gets underway tomorrow at Chesterfield Street, the venue for the fourth test. You can hear an interview with former England and Durham player Graham Fowler on cricketworld.com. The qualifying tournament for the ICC World 2020 2014 will be held in the United Arab Emirates from the 15th to the 30th of November. 16 teams will be competing, and six of those will qualify to join the 10 full members at the 2014 event in Bangladesh. Joining the hosts UAE in Group A are Canada, Hong Kong, Ireland, Italy, Namibia, Uganda, USA, and then in Group B, that comprises Afghanistan, Bermuda, Denmark, Netherlands, Nepal, Kenya, Papua New Guinea and Scotland. Seven venues will be used in Abu Dhabi, Dubai and Sharjah as the United Arab Emirates host the tournament for the third time. The group winners will automatically qualify for the ICC World 2020, with the sides that finish second and third in each group playing off to determine the next two qualifiers. The losers will get a second chance to qualify, however, when they take on the winners of matches between the fourth and fifth place sides in the groups. After the qualifiers have been decided, the group winners will play the winners of the second and third place crossover matches in the tournament semi-finals before the final takes place on the 30th of November.